See, biocentrism, see, is talking about vision and what we say, vision. They stress this on vision. And I'm going to suggest that Lanza probably knows about as much about vision as anybody you can bump into. I think that's a fair assessment. See? So they talk about vision and the experience of this. Again, this is how we experience this. Oh yes, we can add things to it. But again, even there, when you go into some of the breakthroughs that biology is making, see, again, even scent. How are we experiencing scent? See, it's quite a remarkable thing. Quite a remarkable thing. How do we experience this? See, neither magnetism nor electricity have inherent color or brightness, and thus, even if there were an independent universe beyond consciousness, an independent universe beyond consciousness, are you conscious? An independent out there where you're looking for something else. See, there's no color involved, no shape. See, it would have to be utterly invisible. That's the cutting edge of science today. Or not even the cutting. It would have to be invisible. That out there that you're looking for. It's invisible. See? This bears repeating, according to them. At best, any separate external universe must be blank or black. And the way I see it, I couldn't even say black. And yet, in profound, and I shouldn't say profound because my samadhi isn't profound, see, it comes up black, lacquer black. See, they're saying there isn't an independent you that you could see. Think about this. You're looking for something out there. He said, however, since we know beyond any doubt that's what's out there, can be no more than an invisible magnetic and electric fields. That's what's out there. It's obvious that we ourselves, our neural circuitry, create the color and patterns. Do you see what they've told you? See? Do you understand the color and the patterns we're producing? He's not talking about theory. He's talking about how you are experiencing the universe that you sit in. See? Now, language and custom, what you believe. Language and custom say that it is outside of us. Language and custom, it's out there. See, I'm going to find something out there. See, that it is out there, but a smattering of scientists know that this cannot be so. That in fact, everything occurs strictly within our heads. Indeed, even your brain and body are representations in your mind. So, do you already see? If you are turning away looking for something out there, you've missed it. You never did enter practice. See, the great Dogen Zenji said, turn the light inward. See, turn the light inward. Again, what you think, what you believe, what is understood as common sense, see, is delusional. See, so if you're continuously looking for something out there, you're not entering practice. You're simply following delusional, dualistic, pain-producing thoughts. It's painful. I've talked about this before. I have talked about watching people that I knew for years and years and years. And I was always stunned that they could put years and years and years into practice and never enter practice. Then when they leave, I've known some of them, I've carried on relationships with them. They carried with them a very low-grade pain, a sense of failure or betrayal. See, some of them lashed out at Mizumi. No, no, no. If you don't understand cutting-edge science, see, if you keep thinking there's someone out there to blame, what does the great Hongzhi say? Nothing leaks in from the outside. There is no outside. See, there is just this eternal now. Mind. The great Basso, when asked, what is Buddha? Mind is Buddha. What is Buddha? You can't leave it. But because of my delusional, convoluted thinking, I produce pain and suffering. I've talked to a couple of you today. Some of you are becoming terribly sensitive to how insensitive we are. My own experience. As your practice matures, you become more and more aware of how you're constantly causing pain and suffering. And it becomes palpable. Meaning, you produce your own hell realm. See, and you suffer when you see how you pander to the egocentric self. Addiction. We go back into the twisted, convoluted things, see, that we believe, and then we run around, see, not realizing, see, that you have to sit down and get quiet. See? They conclude with this section, there is nothing outside to look for. See, you are it. Now, that's 21st century science. Dogen Zenji talks about this issue by saying, provoked by the question, what is right here? See, what is right here? He said, the way actualizes and Buddha ancestors appear. The way right here. If I continuously, see, running around, looking outside of myself for something, see, it's doomed to failure. There is nothing outside of you. So who you are, where you are, as you are, that's karma. That rises out, see, of this alaya consciousness, which is the very basis of what you are. Where does all of this function from? They tell you, see, even your body, see, the brain, the flesh, the bones, see, are nothing other. See, manifestations in your mind. See. Now Dogen says, what is right here? The actualization of Buddha ancestors, of the Buddha ancestors' ways has been handed down heir by heir. See, this is transmission. See, it hands down. Where? Right here. And transmission simply means that you begin to see this. If I see this, if you're seeing this, see? Whew, see? It's impossible, according to modern science, to have these forms, these colors, see? Any place but inside this mind. And so saying inside, in a certain sense, is also an issue that Dogen will deal with. See, I'll give you a hint. In the Diamond Sutra, Buddha says, there is no out there. See, that's where you're pushing to find something. You keep out there. He says, there is no out there. And there is no in here. And there is no in between. This comes out of the Diamond Sutra. This is stunningly profound. Stunningly profound. What are you left with? Just where you are. See, just where you are. What is this? Basso said, it's mind. See? Mind. Whose mind? Your mind. See, trying to intellectually understand it. See, you cause a separation. You cause the duality. See, even modern science, and as Lanza points out there, first off, you have to have the ability to think with the clarity that he does. And there aren't that many of us, because he feels that you can arrive at the same place that these who practice deep spiritual practices arrive at. See, and they point out that this has been seen. I will say, you don't add too much to what this book is about, because it isn't giving you the next step. It's trying to get you to see, what is this? The next step, it's very clear and implied in the experience that Bob Berman has. See, some of you, I think, have read this. His enlightenment, his kensho, they give you a list of things. And I found it interesting that they included samadhi, because you don't find many folks out there that can make that connection. See, samadhi, see, all of the other things are, in a certain sense, are far too abstract. Samadhi simply means that you sit in this state, see, of non-distracted awareness. That isn't something that you can hold with the discriminating consciousness. That's the ruminating mind. These are the thoughts that rush through. Then you allow your awareness, your consciousness, to glom onto those, and then you begin to build on that. And pretty soon, you are lost in a fabricated world that you believe is real. See? It's a fabrication. See, how many times have you, way before we had biocentrism, see, talking about mind, see, and there's only mind. And I say, now, see, years ago, see, up at Stanford, the research in the neurosciences there said that what we see, is occurring, see, in the visual cortex. See, the visual cortex. See, and then what am I trying to say? Do you get it? Look down. Where are you appearing? You are all. See, Ice called it a figment of your imagination. They have said this. You, your brain, your body. There is only mind. What mind? Not some mind out there. You will never find it. You have never entered the way until you turn the light inward. Then, interestingly enough, if you hear the message, then we know how to maintain the monastery. See, they can live 2,000 of them inside a wood or stone structure. See, and if they're trying to produce something out there, they have never entered the way. If you enter the way, wherever you stand, that's the monastery. See, what do I have to do? Under any set of circumstances, I stay awake. See, my behavior, see, my actions, my activity, see, are producing the moment. See, and nobody can go before this, and in this book they'll tell you the futility of asking, where did it, they can't even tell you what the measurements are. This is Berman, because he measures everything. See, take 15 letters. 15 letters. My name is Ishmael, the beginning of Moby Dick. Taking random, statistically looking at this, 58 keys on the computer or the typewriter, and then through the random selection, the hitting, do you know how long it would take them to produce those 15 letters? 36 trillion years. See, ridiculous. See, ridiculous. See, There isn't, and actually, according to, and I think it is Berman, because he's got a wonderful book, if you're into Mesmer and movement, called Zoom, see. But he said here, they actually did, and that, this is a slap in the face of these, they actually did throw some laptops out with the monkeys, and all the monkeys did was defecate on them and throw them around, you know. See, insanity. See, are you there? Wake up. This is what they're telling you. Dogen goes on to say, thus the whole body of skin, flesh, bones, and marrow hangs in empty space. Empty. See, now again, empty. What does he mean by empty? See, there is nothing fixed. The material world, see, is impermanent. See, impermanent, not fixed. Where is yesterday? See? Where is this morning? You have never left the now. You will never leave the now. It is eternal. It is only, see, being trapped in my belief system. See, that I keep myself trapped in a hell realm. See, I want something other than myself. Roshi used to say, see, it is just you. But do you know who you are? See, and it is not the way you think it is. See, simply, what an amazing thing. See, if I keep running, and in a certain sense, for those of you who have this problem of running around, why? Because it's so difficult. I'm sorry. But that's how it is. It's your head, and if you are unwilling to begin to drop your belief system, to disentangle yourself, how do I do it? Follow your practice. It's so simple. If you're counting, simply sit down and count your breath. But you bring it in to this single point of focus. One, two, three, four. When you bring it down until it becomes quiet, nowhere in the instructions do we say you have to measure it against perfection. It's not working. See, who determines whether or not it works? You. Based upon what? Your belief system. Your belief system is what? Always wrong. Always wrong. See, what do you need to believe about this? And the great Fayyan said, see, that this place of not knowing, see, means to know everything perfectly. Do you realize how perfectly you know this moment? Now, some of you have already gone back up in your head. You will never see it. So long as you ruminate, see, so long as you are unwilling to begin right discipline. Right discipline. See, and another sashin is coming. But to stay with that, if it's counting, just to stay with that. To stay with it, and you have to go through a barrier. You will find impatience, a sense of boredom. You'll find agitation. You will begin to entertain all sorts of excuses as to why you think you can't do it. You think you can't be in the present moment. You can't leave it. Impossibility. It's a question of, are you going to wake up?